This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. National Counterterrorism Center Acting Director Russell Travers appeared before a U.S. House of Representatives panel on Wednesday to talk about the future of Islamic State, or ISIS. He said despite the killing of its leader over the weekend, the group still has a deep bench that can still conduct attacks.
We believe that within Syria and Iraq, there are at least 14,000 ISIS fighters. And that's an important number because 5-6 years ago when ISIS was at its low point, they were down under 1,000. So to us, this tells us that the insurgency has a lot of options.
A secret U.S. military mission killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Saturday in northern Syria. Pursued by U.S. security forces, Baghdadi blew himself up along with his three children. A day before the House is expected to vote on an impeachment resolution, the Senate's top Republican is bashing the measure. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
President Trump and GOP allies have sharply criticized the impeachment proceedings so far as illegitimate and unfair, blasting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not holding a vote before starting them. Now that she's set one, Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says nothing's really changed.
It does not confer on President Trump the most basic rights of due process.
Saying the president's personal lawyer would not be allowed to take part in the House Intelligence Committee's closed-door depositions. Democrats, though, say the panel's role is similar to that of a grand jury proceeding, where the accused does not have the right to counsel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Reports from the Iraqi city of Karbala say gunmen opened fire on an anti-government protest overnight, killing 18 people and wounding hundreds. Some witnesses say the attackers were Iraqi security personnel, though that's not been confirmed. This is VOA News. A new large wild